Iran could start enriching uranium for bomb within months, UN nuclear chief says, date modified colon 2025-06-29T10:30:51.937Z, description colon Rafael Grossi's claim contradicts President Trump, who insists Iran's nuclear capabilities have been totally obliterated. Iran could start enriching uranium for bomb within months, UN nuclear chief says, 2 days ago, save, Stuart Lau BBC News, save, EPA, Rafael Grossi says he hopes negotiations can still happen in the future, despite Iran cutting ties with the IAEA, Iran has the capacity to start enriching uranium again, for a possible bomb, in a matter of months, the head of the UN's nuclear watchdog has said. Rafael Grossi, head of the International Atomic Energy Agency, IAEA, said the U.S. strikes on three Iranian sites last weekend had caused severe but not total damage, contradicting Donald Trump's claim that Iran's nuclear facilities were totally obliterated. Frankly speaking, one cannot claim that everything has disappeared and there is nothing there, Grossi said on Saturday. Israel attacked nuclear and military sites in Iran on June 13, claiming Iran was close to building a nuclear weapon. The U.S. later joined the strikes, dropping bombs on three of Iran's nuclear facilities, Fordo, Natanz, and Isfahan. Since then, the true extent of the damage has been unclear. On Saturday, Grossi told CBS News, the BBC's U.S. media partner, that Tehran could have in a matter of months, a few cascades of centrifuges spinning and producing enriched uranium. He added that Iran still possessed the industrial and technological capacities, so if they so wish, they will be able to start doing this again. The IAEA is not the first body to suggest that Iran's nuclear abilities could still continue. Earlier this week, a leaked preliminary Pentagon assessment found the U.S. strikes probably only set the program back by months. It is possible, however, that future intelligence reports will include more information showing a different level of damage to the facilities. Trump retorted furiously by declaring that Iran's nuclear sites were completely destroyed and accused the media of an attempt to demean one of the most successful military strikes in history. For now, Iran and Israel have agreed to a ceasefire. But Trump has said he would absolutely consider bombing Iran again if intelligence found that it could enrich uranium to concerning levels. Iran's Armed Forces Chief of Staff Abdulrahim Mousavi said on Sunday that Tehran was not convinced Israel would abide by the ceasefire. We did not start the war, but we have responded to the aggressor with all our power, and as we have serious doubts over the enemy's compliance with its commitments including the ceasefire, we are ready to respond with force if attacked again, Mousavi was quoted as saying by State TV. Tehran is coming back to life, but its residents are deeply shaken. How a volatile 24 hours edged Iran and Israel to a ceasefire. U.S. gained nothing from strikes, Iran's supreme leader says. Iran, on the other hand, has sent conflicting messages on how much damage was caused. In a speech on Thursday, Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khomeini said the strikes had achieved nothing significant. Its foreign minister Abbas Araghchi, however, said excessive and serious damage was done. Iran's already strained relationship with the IAEA was further challenged on Wednesday, when its parliament moved to suspend cooperation with the atomic watchdog, accusing the IAEA of siding with Israel and the U.S. Tehran has rejected the IAEA's request to inspect the damaged facilities, and on Friday, Araghchi said on X that Grossi's insistence on visiting the bombed sites under the pretext of safeguards is meaningless and possibly even malign in intent. Israel and the U.S. attacked Iran after the IAEA last month found Tehran to be in breach of its non-proliferation obligations for the first time in 20 years. Iran insists that its nuclear program is peaceful, and for civilian use only. Despite the Iranian refusal to work with his organization, Grossi said that he hoped he could still negotiate with Tehran. I have to sit down with Iran and look into this, because at the end of the day, this whole thing, after the military strikes, we'll have to have a long-lasting solution, which cannot be but a diplomatic one, he said. Anger and uncertainty in Iran as crowds mourn dead, under a 2015 nuclear deal with world powers, Iran was not permitted to enrich uranium above 3.67% purity, the level required for fuel for commercial nuclear power plants, and was not allowed to carry out any enrichment at its Fordo plant for 15 years. However, Trump abandoned the agreement during his first term in 2018, saying it did too little to stop a pathway to a bomb, and reinstated U.S. sanctions. Iran retaliated by increasingly breaching the restrictions, particularly those relating to enrichment. It resumed enrichment at Fordo in 2021 and had amassed enough 60% enriched uranium to potentially make 9 nuclear bombs, according to the IAEA, Iran Donald Trump Iran-US relations nuclear weapons.